Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right. It is the last hour before I'm off to vacation in the Adirondacks for the next 2 weeks. And we're doing a series of call-ins this hour. Don't need no guests, just you and me talking. Next one, have you ever leased a car or leased a dog? Oh, and by the way, get ready because for the last 5 or 6 minutes of this hour, we're going to take your predictions for the truly weird thing that will happen while I'm away. Regular listeners know that there's a long history of this, and I'll tick off some of that litany in a little while. But start thinking about your predictions right now. What truly weird thing will happen while I'm away? But first, have you ever leased a car or leased a dog? 646-778-3729. And I ask because of two stories in the news today. One, that the automakers are scaling back their car leasing programs because of the credit crunch. This had enabled people to lease higher-end cars than they could afford to buy. But I never understood leasing a car. Why pay rent on a vehicle if you could afford to buy? Isn't it much more expensive in the long run? So if you've ever leased a car, call us up and explain the rationale. 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. For anybody who's ever leased a car, why did that work for you rather than buying? And it looks like it's going to be harder to do now because of the economy. And Newsweek has a story about the rise of businesses that rent out pets. Now, this is for people who feel they are too busy to own a pet, too busy to own a pet and take care of it adequately. So you pay to have access to dogs, mostly dogs. And now there's a backlash that says this whole idea is cruel to animals, cruel because they have no consistent human owners. Their people are changing all the time. Cruel because the business plan calls for depreciating the animals. Newsweek got hold of one of these companies' business plan and saw that even though they said that they were rescuing animals that would otherwise have wound up in shelters or put to sleep, that they had a 7-year depreciation. They had expenses for buying some animals for the first thing, so it's not just rescued animals. But then the part that popped my eyelids was that the business plan called for depreciating the animals over a 7-year period. Have you ever thought of depreciating a living being as a business asset? So in other words, they have no use and no companionship, presumably as they age, right? If you start with a puppy or even, let's say, a 2-year-old dog and 7 years, even in dog years, that's going to leave a lot of life left when they're presumably not rentable. What happens to them then? So have you ever rented a pet? This business is booming. A lot of people live that kind of lifestyle in New York where maybe you don't feel that you can sustain a pet if you own it. What do you think about this idea? Have you ever rented a pet? And is this cruelty to animals or is this okay? 646-SPUDRAY, 646-778-3729. And there you go. Call us if you've ever rented a pet. Call us if you've ever leased a car. Jennifer in Glen Cove, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning, Brian. I am a convert to car leasing. I might go back to buying, but in the meantime, when I first separated from my husband a few years back, it really fit my cash flow. I could lease a nice Honda Accord for $299, didn't have any of the car care worries that I had with some of the other cars.
Car
care.
So when you lease a car, do they service it? It's like renting and you get the super to do everything in your building rather than if you own your own home. Is that an analogy?
Well, certainly I pay for the oil changes, but if anything goes wrong with a car, that's all taken care of. And I had bought a new Volvo many, many years ago and ended up being the owner of the website MyVolvoSucks.com because for the first year, I think I was at the dealership 12 times.
Really?
And the lemon laws didn't cover me then.
Yeah. So for the same money that you would have bought, you were able to lease a better car, basically.
Roughly. And also, I also have found that my lifestyle has changed over the last, you know, it's with young kids, your lifestyle can change every 3 years. So after I handed in the Accord, I ended up getting a Honda Element because by that time both my kids were playing cello. And if you've ever tried to fit two cellos into a Honda Accord, it just doesn't happen.
Somebody has to invent a cello backpack. That's what I think. But okay, Jennifer, thank you very much with your for your car leasing story. And Laura in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, and you?
Good, good. So I cannot believe that people are renting out dogs, or I don't know if they're you know, other animals.
Here's what it says. Here's a little of what it says in Newsweek. Under the Flex Pets membership system, the company's Flex Pets, members could select the dog of their choice and spend time with the dog as they wish. Chris Haddix, Manhattan Flex Pets facilitator, says that all potential customers must go through screening and orientation, which can take up to a month to ensure the dog's safety. He says all Flex Pets dogs live in cage-free facilities with a primary caregiver, and that the company rescues dogs that would otherwise have been worse off. So,
yeah, but the thing about dogs is, I mean, how can you, you know, the dogs, they get so used to having, you know, to having their home, to having one owner. It must be completely traumatic for them every time they go from one person to another. I mean, to me, that's such abuse. And the fact that people are making money doing that, I mean, I would imagine it's an excuse to say that they would have been, you know, they're saving these animals. I mean, because earlier you said that they buy some of them and then they depreciate.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Do you think
to
it
me.
Should be illegal? Apparently right now the British Parliament, well, maybe you can explain to me. It says that the British Parliament put forth a motion. I don't know if put forth means introduced or passed in the
UK.
It means
that they introduced it.
To prohibit pet rentals. Think
oh,
they should
I
do
think
that
it
here?
Should be completely illegal. I mean, I'm a dog owner. I mean, if I drop my dog off with some stranger, she'd be freaking out.
Laura,
so can you imagine these poor dogs, what they must go through?
Back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, it must be terrible. I think it's so, I'm glad that you brought it up because I'd definitely like to try and get involved in that. I've really become an animal uh-huh. activist since
yeah.
I've had pets.
Well, I brought it up because it really did surprise me that it even exists. So we rescued that one from Newsweek.com and put it on the radio. Thank you for your call. Rob in Mineola has two reasons for leasing cars. Go.
I've never leased an animal. I want you to know that.
Okay.
But I
just
have leased several vehicles. And one of the reasons is you can walk into a dealership and put no money down, and then for payments of $300 or $400 a month, walk out with a $30,000 vehicle that will be under warranty the entire time of the lease. So after 3 years, you take it back and you get another one. Again, with no money down, you just continue to make payments. And the other reason was tax code. That I know that many people will lease like larger SUVs because I believe it's anything over 4,000 pounds becomes eligible to be written off as a business expense.
Oh well, that's if you're using it for business. That's a whole other thing.
Right, but that's well, a lot of people you know claim business expenses for those.
Yeah,
and that's another reason.
And is it kind of hassle free, like the previous caller was saying? If you know, if the transmission breaks down, you don't have to go and price something out and pay for it yourself. It just gets taken care of.
Well, it's definitely it's sort of a luxury because you're always driving a fairly new vehicle that is under warranty.
Right.
So if anything happens to it, you go back to the dealer and they fix it. But I've got to tell you that after leasing maybe three or four in a row, I've just gotten off the lease bandwagon.
Oh, why?
And I got tired of having to continually be getting a new lease after 3 years. So I went out and purchased a certified pre-owned vehicle with a long warranty on it that I'll own outright in 4 years.
I love that expression, pre-owned.
There's no more used cars.
No more used cars.
Now, no.
But what happens before something? It's like, does life begin at birth or does life begin at conception? Pre-owned. Anyway, thank you for your call.
Thanks very much.
Judy in Manhattan from Canine Rescue. Hi, Judy. Thanks for calling.
Hi, yes, Earth Angels Canine Rescue. And I wanted to let people know that they don't have to rent a dog. They can foster a dog, which means that you take care of a dog until we find a permanent home for the dog.
Oh, so that's just while you're looking for a permanent home for the dog?
Yes.
Just like a foster parent. What about this rental of pets? What's your reaction to that?
Well, that's my reaction is why pay to rent a dog when you can volunteer and foster
uh-huh.
a dog, which means you can take care of them
right.
for as long as you want. You know, we do fosters from a day to a weekend for months. whichever works for you. And in the meantime, you're helping to save the dog, because while you're fostering the dog, we're looking for a permanent home. And then if you fall in love with the dog, you can actually keep the dog.
I see. So if it's I guess the difference is that these people who use Flex Pets are looking for an ongoing relationship with the animal, but not a full-time, you know, in the course of a day-to-day, week-to-week basis relationship. So in the foster relationship, you have to have the animal full-time, but then you also have to give it up.
Well, you don't have to give it up, but...
Right, you can adopt it permanently.
Right.
But, okay, how do people get in touch with... Was it Earth Angels Canine Rescue?
Yes. EarthAngelsNYC.org. And most rescue groups will have foster programs, because it's just a great way to rescue more dogs. You know, there's limited space in shelters, so when people foster them in their homes, then we can take them out of the shelter and still look for a permanent home for them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alberta
in Sleepy Hollow, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alberta.
Hi. I'm a total car leaser. I have two Volvos, lease them both, and don't expect change unless the car company remove that option from us. I just can't see paying for a brand new car that depreciates the moment you drive off the lot and have to struggle with mechanics who may or may not do the right job. Like your other caller said, you know, I just put both of my cars in for service today, and I have a loaner. And
wow,
you know,
they give you a loaner.
Yeah, two loaners actually, and it's pretty easy. And at the end of the day, I pick up my cars, and away we go. And you know, unless I do something significant to the car, then really my out-of-pocket costs after I drive off the lot are very, very low.
And I guess one way to look at it is that there's almost no such thing as owning a car in financial terms, because
right.
after you pay the monthly payments for 5 years, the car's about dead anyway. And
that's
so
right.
It's almost like paying rent.
That's right. And also, I mean, I looked at the cost of purchasing a car, a good car, and safety is important to me. I have two Volvos and you know, two kids and a husband, and those factors are important, that I feel safety in the car. And what I would pay in a monthly payment on a brand new car was hundreds of dollars more than when I lease it. So around $400 each for each car, I have a car that I can turn in 2, 3, 4, or 5 years and essentially come out with a model that hopefully has been designed to be more efficient, more, you know, in all ways. And I feel like I'm getting the better end of the deal. And I don't have to bother trying to sell it after a period of time.
So have you ever rented a dog?
And I wouldn't. I'm looking to buy one.
Alberta, or you could get one from Canine Rescue.
That's I heard.
Alberta, thanks a lot for your call. And
have
thanks to
vacation.
All of you. Thanks a lot. Thanks to all of you who called in on renting a car or renting a dog.